Creative Care Packages. This podcast is brought to you by Navy Region Northwest Fleet and Family Support Programs. You can reach us toll-free at 866-854-0638, or you can email us at ffsp.cnrnw@navy.mil. We all like to receive packages in the mail. Service members especially like to receive care packages, but sometimes family members are unsure of what to include in the packages that they send to the service members during deployment. The purpose of this podcast is to take a look at mailing guidelines and to give you ideas about some very creative care packages that you can send to your sailor. In this podcast, I'll cover how to prepare care packages and mail them safely, what items can be mailed safely and what items are forbidden to go in the mail, and we'll talk about some possible themes and creative ideas. Whether you've never mailed a care package or you're an expert, I hope that the information will help you to get thinking about all the creative possibilities. So why do we send care packages? We mail them for many reasons, but I believe that it's primarily to keep a connection with loved ones and to let them know that we are thinking about them. So shipping and mailing. Are you mailing to a ship or a submarine? Are you mailing to Europe, Asia, the Middle East, or within the U.S.? It's important to be aware of all the possible restrictions for mailing items to the area that you're mailing them to. The U.S. Post Office website will list many of these restrictions, but we're going to give you an overview of the most commonly known ones. So in terms of forbidden items, please do not send the following items to a service member. Packages are scanned and these items will be confiscated. Alcohol and alcohol production products and ingredients, fruits, live plants and animals, pornographic and sexual materials, and this includes nudes and semi-nudes, obscene materials and horror comics, firearms and ammunition, cash, coins, securities, or precious metals in their raw state, hazardous, flammable, toxic, and radioactive substances. If you're shipping to an Islamic country, packages further are scanned and the following items will be confiscated. Non-authorized political materials, bulk quantities of religious materials contrary to the Islamic faith, items for personal use of the addressee are permissible. Pork and pork byproducts, alcohol and alcohol production products and ingredients. Another tip is it's important not to reuse a packing box that was labeled with any of these prohibited substances. Even if it doesn't contain the item, it could cause a additional scrutiny and your items could be confiscated. So next we're going to talk about what kinds of items might not survive the shipping. These would be items that would leak, melt, explode, or turn on. Use common sense and realize that packages can be subjected to high heat and bouncing around. Where you can, use plastic bags and lockings, Ziploc type bags, and lots of padding wherever applicable. Avoid batteries in the summer, aerosols and other pressurized products, liquids in glass containers, perishable food products that can spoil, electronic devices with the batteries already installed, and items that might melt due to heat, like chocolate. That would be very sad. Another tip is it's a good idea to not send food and scented products in the same container together unless you've wrapped them separately. Otherwise, you could have deodorant-flavored cookies, and that would not be nice. For those sending packages to individual augmentees, you may want to think twice about sending items that are easily found at a base PX. That's Army speak for our NEXs. Most Army bases in Iraq now have well-stocked provisions at their stores. The following items are easily obtained, so send only if a favorite brand is unavailable. Cookies, candies, snack foods and beverages, toiletries and personal hygiene products, small electrical appliances, personal electronic products and batteries, CDs, DVDs, magazines, and books, unless, of course, it's something that you know that they want and they cannot get there. Packing it all up. There are certain factors to consider in making sure that your package contents arrive in good shape. You want to take these kinds of things into consideration. Extreme temperatures. Desert temperatures typically exceed 100 degrees during the warm period and can be very, very cold during their cold periods. The box. Select a strong box with room for cushioning. On recycled boxes, cover all previous labels and markings with a heavy black marker and or adhesive labels. Cushioning. Place the cushioning all around your items. Close and shake the box to see whether or not you have enough cushioning. Add more newspaper, styrofoam, cushioning materials if you hear items shifting. Batteries. Battery-powered items will sometimes get turned on during shipment. Remove and wrap the batteries separately. Sealing. Tape the opening of the box and reinforce all the seams with 2-inch wide tape. Use clear or brown packaging tape, reinforced packaging tape, or paper tape. Do not use cord, string, or twine. It's a good idea to include a card describing the contents. Improperly wrapped packages can fall apart during shipment. Even properly wrapped ones can sometimes fall apart during shipment. Including a card inside the package listing both the sender and the recipient's addresses plus a description of the contents can help to make sure that all of your items end up getting to your sailor. That way, if the box is opened up somehow or something falls out, they'll know where it belongs. Online retailers cannot ship electronics, cameras, computers, and/or food to APO, FPO addresses. But you can have them shipped to your home in the U.S. first and then yourself to the APO or FPO address. Check out whatever retailer you're going to use. Check their shipping restrictions for more information. Next, it's important to fill out the address correctly. You must address all mail to a specific service member and make sure you include the full address. Note, you can no longer address mail to, quote, any service member, unquote, due to security concerns. Mail it early. Letters and packages can take anywhere from as little as 7 days up to 21 days to arrive overseas. During a busy holiday season, assume it will take at least 3 weeks to get there. The same applies to important dates such as birthdays. Use free USPS flat rate shipping materials. The U.S. Postal Service will send you free flat rate shipping boxes, customs forms, priority labels, and tape for sending packages to any APO or FPO address. Call 1-800-610-8734 and select option 1, which is Express Mail, Priority Mail, or Global Express, and then ask the service agent for a military kit. By using flat rate boxes, you can save substantially on postage. You can also pick them up at your local post office. Again, it's important to list the service member's address inside the package in addition to the outside. This will ensure that your package gets to the service member in the event that somehow the address on the box is unreadable or the box has been opened or is damaged. You may want to number your letters and packages as they may not always be delivered in order, and that way you can ensure that they all get to the service member and the service member has an idea if one is missing. Check the size and weight. Your package cannot be more than 84 inches long or be more than 130 inches when you total up the length, which is the longest side, plus the girth, that's the thickest portion, and it cannot weigh more than 70 pounds. Use the proper customs form. For all parcel packages, you need to fill out the proper customs form when mailing overseas. It's best to ask the mail clerk which customs form you should use for each package. The form varies depending on the destination, the weight, and the value. Be sure and fill out the form accurately, as all mail is X-ray scanned. Form number 2976, or you can pick them up at the post office. Always check gift on the customs form. By checking gift instead of merchandise or other, potential duty import taxes can be avoided. So we've talked about what you cannot mail, and we've talked about how to pack it up carefully. Now we're going to talk about what you actually put in the boxes. Take a moment and think back. What are some of the best items or gifts that you have ever received in the mail? Sometimes thinking about the kinds of things that you've gotten that really made you happy or gave you joy is a good cue as to what someone else might like to receive. Selecting themes is a great way to come up with creative care packages. We're going to take a little bit of time now to talk about some possible different themes. When you have some time, write down possible themes for care packages. Talk with other spouses who might have more experience to get ideas or trade ideas with your friends. Here are some ideas to get you started. One theme might be a beach party theme or a call home theme, movie night, childhood, sports, morning coffee, homecoming, seasonally related theme, or hobbies. So the first complete pack that we're going to talk about is a write home pack and the types of things that you might include this, but these are definitely not everything. You can always add additional touches that personalize it even a little bit more. Note paper, colorful pens, address labels, stickers, pre-addressed special occasion cards when you really want to make sure they remember to send you that card, love letters from your courting days, phone cards for when they won't write, a disposable camera with a note to send it back, or a camera card. The next pack is a beach party pack. This could include flip-flops, sunglasses, inflatable beach toys, sunscreen, a bathing suit, a beach towel, and a CD with waves or beach music. A night at the movies. This could include DVDs, popcorn, movie candy, nacho supplies, a homemade poster made by you and your kids for your service member about the movie. And you could also choose to let your service member know that you'll be watching the same movie at the same time if you'd like. Second childhood pack. This could include all kinds of fun little toys like a yo-yo, Old Maid or Go Fish cards, silly putty, silly string, marbles, balloons, kids' meal toys. None of it has to be very expensive, just kind of fun, silly items. The next one would be a sports-related pack or a good sport pack. You could include sports magazines, popcorn and peanuts, pennants, a favorite team t-shirt or cap, a video of a local game or a video of your kids' game, an autograph from a favorite star. Another really good one to send is a morning coffee pack. You could include their favorite brand of coffee and all the goodies to go with it, creamer, sugar, flavorings, a great new mug, and then some kind of a commercially produced coffee cake that's packaged that will mail well, or biscotti. That's a great kind of treat to mail along because it really mails well and doesn't usually come apart. A picture of you in your pajamas drinking your coffee, a picture of the kids at the breakfast table. The next type of box would be a bathroom box. This could include some soft toilet paper, razor refills, foot powder, bars of soap, some new washcloths, a new towel, travel size shampoo and conditioner of their favorite kind, toothbrush and toothpaste and mouthwash, some of their favorite lotions, chapsticks, all those little comfort kinds of items. Next is a Go Fish package. For the fisherman at heart, you could have fishing magazines, goldfish crackers, Swedish fish, gummy worms, Go Fish playing cards, a fisherman's hat, lip balm, sunscreen, a plastic or model boat, and a can of chowder. Next would be a hot box. This is for the adventurous person who really loves spicy foods. So it could include wasabi peas, hot sauces, buffalo corn chips, hot candies, hot spice tea, hot and spicy nuts, cans of hot chili, spicy snack mix, and nacho cheese with jalapenos. The next package is a loads of fun, and that could include laundry soap, tablets or powder, fabric softener sheets, stain sticker pre-wash, powdered bleach, pop-up hamper, and anything else that you think might be fun. Another package could be a medicine cabinet. Have all of their commonly needed and favorite brands of self-care items like aspirin, band-aids, antibiotic ointment, cold medicine, seltzer tablets, foot powder, and acid tablets. A nutrition magazine, multivitamins, and a stress reduction CD, something soothing that's relaxing. So what other kinds of ideas can you think of? Does your sailor or service member have a particular hobby that you could mail them some of those things that are easy to do wherever they are, something that's allowable? Are there particular food themes that they like? Another idea that I've heard is one smells from home. A person told me that the best thing that he had received in one of his care packages when he was an individual augmented in Afghanistan was that his wife had sent him some small evergreen branches from the Pacific Northwest where they lived and some small items like that that had familiar smells. You could do a comfort box of what you know to be all their favorite comfort items, you know, special food, special blanket, that type of a thing. You can do a search on the internet and come up with many, many ideas. If you use a search engine and type in care package, there are many, many websites out there that have ideas. Some of them sell things, but you can choose to not buy them and just take the ideas from that. So the next most important question is, what are you going to mail next? That will be really up to you. I have two handouts for you that you'll find in the same location that you found this podcast. One is a two-page PDF on care packages that contains contains a list of most of the information we've talked about. And then also we have the deployment handbook for you, which has many additional ideas for care packages. And there's some great tips for surviving deployment. So I want to thank you for listening and remind you that if you need additional information, please call your Fleet and Family Support Center at 1-866-854-0638 or visit us on the web at www.navylifepnw.com and click on Fleet and Family Support Center. Thank you for listening.